Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
I don't have an introduction for this one. I wrote this yesterday. Not really sure what it's about, but
it's there.
Definitely about something. I don't need a reason to feel I belong. But I have 10,000 reasons that tell me I don't. I'm writing a letter to you, shouldn't be that long. I hope that it finds you well before I'm gone. Now I hope that you can swim. If you're struggling to keep your head above it, you're still innocent. Adjusting to life after love isn't a sin. 'Cause we're all just driftwood and river in the wind. And I spend all my time like it's currency to divide, counting my days instead of living my life. And anxiety without wings, he's fast on his feet, but he's only got one song to sing. And oh, I've been worse, but oh, incapable of.
Thank you.
That was very nice. Thank you. That was amazing. You're prolific.
What does that mean?
Writing a lot of songs.
Yes.
Shloimeh, could you come forward and do a song for Menachem?
Yeah, you can stay up front.
Before we do a song for him, we covered Yankov. It was just the Balatanya's yard site. We didn't do Kaliyat by deck. Let's all do Kaliyat by deck, huh? Ready, I can believe you.
Yeah.
Yankov, Ari, and Shlomo, you guys will do it.
Okay?
I don't
know.
Who?
They'll do first, then we'll join the second time around. Yankov, and Shlomo, and Ari, you're in the choir. You're in the choir, Yankov.
Rubbing alive, right?
Of course.
I love Chabad. I'm practicing. I've
heard that a lot. I've heard that so many times. I'm so serious.
Like my brother, he's Chabad, and then he's not Chabad anymore, but he believes in all the
religion.
Closest religion to Judaism.
See that already?
Chabad.
Yiddishkeit itself.
Oik.
Us Chabad.
What are we singing?
The whole world learns that.
Is Rabbi really Chabad?
I like Chabad.
Me too.
I've studied the Torah of the Rebbe. I like it.
Yeah.
song. Just say Abby who?
No, he says I weave song. Like, Alex Clare sings it, and he like sings it in the
front. Go!
I don't know though. I don't.
Go, just do it.
Should we have Relly do feet in the water with Schleimer? Relly, Arya, and Shlomo feet in the water.
5'11" and handsome.
I think Shimmy and Greeny should come up also.
Shimmy and Greeny. Shimmy, come.
Yeah.
It's so like appropriate because the bring us home.
You know what?
It's the sogi of Yidden coming home is like Mavish to sogi.
Love it. Colors in my eyes.
I've been thinking so much about that.
I've been thinking
about
that. I've been thinking about that.
I've been trying to gather my thoughts. The colors in my life I just wanna see, but they're black and white to me. They're black and white to me. I've been lost for so long. I've been trying to gather my thoughts. The colors in my life I just wanna see, but they're black and white to me. They're black and white to me. So bring me back, bring me back. Show me that I can, that I can. I've been in the dark for so long.
Who knows Aaron's rap?
I wish.
JD's gotta learn.
JD, yeah.
JD, you gotta learn. It. You're gonna learn it, and we're gonna do it.
Rap, and then you'll do it. And then
oh my God, rock boy!
If he does the rap, I'll do my intro.
Let's go. So by the dude.
Josh, but you have to come sing it. Where's Josh? Come sing it. You would hear, you would hear.
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting in front like this.
Josh, we need you.
And Evil got a plate over his block.
The whole series, bro. Playing with the phylactery.
Painful.
You with me?
This is a song about Swell, of course, he's playing. He's got a lot of squad.
He's going
deep here.
How
are we doing?
Also,
high harmony low.
Oh, so low harmony.
Damn, goes crazy.
You'll do
just like to listen. I like this one a lot.
Oh, is it close to Brother, what's the brother record?
We see this man.
I will bring you home.
Slowly during this song, you'll think what song you want to sing next. Baba, this is for you, this song. Yeah, it's right after this you're going to play something. Shirley Stern will sing and you'll play it.
Okay.
And you'll sing with him.
Steven! Let's go,
You know that song, Wake Up My Love? And I listen.
Oh, yeah. I thought the Pro Bowl was next week.
You know.
Oh! Harrison with the light! Harrison with the light!
It's really, you know this song? So they'll think of a song with that song while they think of it. Daniel, you know this song Chaim just composed, Wake? No, it's a new one.
Sorry.
Should we do a letter to God and have sweetness?
Liberal.
It's, you know, letter to God. One last song that will start a little.
Dust on my face, shows where I've been. You were the gate that would be. Time wisely spent with paper and a pen. No one else but me. Have you ever been so
campaign this year. After the Seder, there's going to be a calling night. Every year we raise about $200,000 for the yeshiva. Everybody gains. Everybody who hasn't been here that doesn't know, it's the best night in yeshiva by far. It's the most life-changing night in yeshiva by far.
After the summer.
What? After the seminar. Yes, after the seminar. And Road Trippers. What's the name?
Seekers.
After Seekers. Then comes Lost Camp. So, anyways, for 2 seconds, I just wanted to tell everybody, and I want to, I love to call everybody out. Every single year, I take this opportunity to help Yuchap one thing. I don't do this to get paid. I don't get paid anything. I volunteer to do this because I love this yeshiva, and it's my token of appreciation. And I just want to call everybody out that the thing that's in the air usually with calling that, there's no reason why not to do it. You feel like a beast. When you make a call, after a few calls, you're going to feel amazing, especially when you make your first sale. You get 10%. That's a lot of money. And also, there's $1,000 worth of prizes, tons of food stuff. It's fun. There's no reason why everybody in Shiva should be involved. There is a reason. And the reason is because you're scared. And I don't blame you. It's scary. It's rejection. It's the fear of rejection. Everybody has it deep down inside. And it's hard to get out there and make yourself uncomfortable. But I'm telling you, every single year, I kid you not, I would probably say Revi's probably would be masking that this is one of the most life-changing nights in Yeshiva for many, many kids. A kid that gets out of his comfort zone, makes a few calls, gets over his fear of getting rejected, and then he makes a sale, he feels like a beast. You feel like you just conquered. So get out there, don't be scared. Please encourage other people to do the same. Get a link. The best way to do it is to call, but put your link up, send it out to your friends, encourage other guys to call, encourage other guys to not be scared and to make those calls. It's a life-changing experience and good for everybody, productive and good for everybody. So that's the speech, and please help. Thank you. And if anybody wants to join up. No problem. Oh, you're singing.
I saw you were
She was very depreciate. Nails, glass. We've seen guys in yeshiva what happens. Nails,
this is for everybody to sing along. Then I want to share something on the parasha. Tvila lani, let's go. Yitzis, we need to sing it along.
No!
Drop it.
Today, she was singing
all over.
I feel the yard,
Thank you, Shlomo. Thank you, Srilly. Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you, Shlomo. Thank you,
Shlomo. Thank you,
After Rabbi Say, after the Makkah of Dam, Aaron HaKoyen, Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu's brother, touches the water with his shtekim, with a stick, and all the Meimei Mitzrayim, all the waters of Mitzrayim turn to Dam. After the Makkah of Dam, this incredible, incredible miracle, where Hashem punishes the whole Mitzrayim, and all their water bodies, all their water turns, all the drinking water, anything possible to drink, in the whole Egypt turns to blood, turns to dam. Vayifen Paray, Paray turns, Vayavi al Beisai, he comes to his own house, V'leishas Libay Gam Lezais, and he doesn't pay attention, Gam Lezais, also to this. Paray is unfazed and unmoved. God just does a tremendous, tremendous miracle, turning all the Meimei Mitzrayim into Dam. And Paray, who has just seen Hashem's powerful hand punishing the Mitzrayim, so it says, Leishas Libay Gam Lezais. He doesn't pay attention. He is unfazed, unmoved, Gam Lezais also to this. Ask Rashi Akasha, what's the Gam? This is the first Makkah. Dam is the first Makkah. So the Pasuk should say, Leishas Libay Lezais. He didn't pay attention to this. What's Gam Lezais to this as well? Yeah, the Kasha Shleima? After the first Makkah of Dam, God punishes the Mitzrayim, and miraculously all the water of Mitzrayim turns to Dam. And you have to understand, the Mitzrayim, the Nile was it. The Nile was it. It was the pride of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim had Eretz Yisrael like his water shortages. They need rain. It sometimes rains, sometimes doesn't. Mitzrayim was Kigan Rava. Mitzrayim prided that we always have enough water. There's no such thing as droughts. They don't even need rain. It's Kigan Rava. We have what we need, like a satiated garden. And the Nile was like the pride of Mitzrayim. Every single country has wealth and has things that they're like the pride in this. They have wonders. America has places and things and strengths that this is ours. Mitzrayim, the Nile, was their pride. It was the source of their parnassa. They fished and had the best fish in the world. They had beautiful gardens. And all of a sudden, all the water in Mitzrayim turns to them. And that makkah is a makkah that can move Paray, that can make him realize, stop your arrogance. Stop oppressing the Yidden. Leishas li by gam lezais. He doesn't pay attention even to this, also to this. Frekt Rashi, what's gam? There's the first makkah. Should say, leishas li by lezais. He didn't pay attention to this. What's gam lezais? So Rashi and Rav Ezi Shlita answer. Answers Rashi and Rav Ezi Shlita that it was the first makkah was dam. But before the makkos, Moshe Rabbeinu took his stick and it turned into a snake. So gam lezais is also to this makkah, but there was another thing he didn't pay attention. Remember, his stick turned into a snake. So Rashi says, leishas li by gam lezais is to this also, to the makkah of dam, not only the shtekin. I would just, the reason we're going to say something different is it's funny, the shtekim was a sign, but it wasn't something that happened to Paro. It didn't demand the response. You know, the stick turned to a snake, Beseder, and then it turned back to a stick. This is the first makkah to Mitzrayim. The makkahs were the tzach adash bechab dam tzvardeya, and the makkah was hit with dam, but like Shah asleep, he didn't pay attention. Gam lezais, the stick was, so the Barditcher was bothered by, what's gam lezais? The same kasha Rashi asks, what does it mean, leishas li by maish gam lezais? The Barditcher was kasha. If you listen, you'll hear something good. If you don't listen, I don't blame you, it's been long already. But what's the gam lezais? I am saying that if you listen, you'll get something good, so it might be kedai. What's the gam lezais? You're the kasha of the Barditchev, JD? After the makkah of dam, it says Pare didn't pay attention gam lezais, also to zeis. Should say leisam li by lezais. He didn't listen to this. To the makkah of dam. What's gam lezais, also to this? Yeah, he doesn't. He's asking the same kasha as Rashi. I would say also, Maish, that it bothers me. It bothers me as well. Leishas li by ledam. What's gam lezais? Is a very funny lashon, Daniel. There's a makkah of dam, and leishas li by ledam. He didn't listen to the blood. It didn't move him. The dam. Leishas li by lenes. What's gam lezais to this? As you know, whenever it says zeh zeis, like something's being pointed to. What's leishas li by gam to this? Like, what's the Torah pointing at? What leishas li by ledam? The whole Mitzrayim turned to dam, and Paroi defiantly leishas li by lahamakaze. What's lezais to this? Lezais, both are problematic. The gam also, and even the zeis. Aaron, even the zeis is weird. Leishas li by la makkah. There was a makkah, and he didn't. It didn't move him. He was stubborn. He was unmoved by dam. But it doesn't say he was unmoved by dam. He was unmoved by zeis. By this. What's this gam lezais? There's the Barditchev asked. I want to say something that when I saw the psukim, it like struck me as funny. Leishas li by gam lezais. Even to this. What's the even and what's the this, Avi? This. What are you pointing to? There was a makkah called dam. You don't want to label it? You don't want to... Leishas li by ledam. The dam didn't move him. What's gam lezais even to this? You see? He didn't pay attention. You're pointing to the dam? Why? Whenever it says zeh or zeis in the Torah, always pay attention. You'll see Rashi and Chazal always say something's being pointed at. Something's being showed. It says achaydish hazeh in this week's parsha. And Chazal asks, this month, are you pointing? Chazal say, here Allah, Hashem showed him the moon.
Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskashi at Akasha, and Hashem took out the moon and said, Kazer Re'e V'Kiddush. He pointed.
By,
I hear that is a nace. It just didn't demand a response. It wasn't part of the set of Hashem punishing Mitzrayim. There was no punishment to Egypt. What strikes me further, like even by Machzis Hasheka, it says Ze Yitnu, this you should give. Chazal, like this, you give a coin. Says Chazal, Moshe had some question. Hireyu loy matvei Hashem. He pointed to something. This Zeis is like Fanu. Loishas Liba, he didn't pay attention. Gam Lezeis. What's the dam? He didn't pay attention. What's like he pointed at the dam? What's happening here? That's the Barditch of the Ash Shleimer. He says like this. Understand, before the Yidden came around, Goyim had Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Goyim had mitzvahs. Are any of the Zion mitzvahs active mitzvahs? One of them. Are any of them actions or just don't do's? Zion say noyach. One of them is active. What do you say? To make courts. The one active is to make courts to enforce the other six. So the only active one is to enforce really the other six mitzvahs. All of them are passive. And what the Goyim had before Yidden came around is there's a God, there's Hashem, and don't mess up his world, don't murder another person. And there were some rules of a person not messing up. There was no such active mitzvahs of contribute. You're constructors and builders. There was no active mitzvahs. Till Yidden came around.
Is that all we had off the code, though?
Yeah. Comes a people, Klal Yisrael, who are going to show that it's not just possible to passively don't mess up God's world. You could actually become a partner with Hashem in the world. You could partner up with God. And Avram Avinu is the first one who starts imitating God's chesed. Avram is a kiyum of mahu afata, imitate Hashem. Avram Avinu starts practicing and becomes a godly. He actually sees that we have like a deep connection to Hashem. He discovers the soul of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu starts mahu afata, starts being godly and practicing godly behaviors of kindness, of chesed, a mahu afata. Comes a people who actually act like Hashem. Now watch this. We eventually become Am Yisrael and we leave Mitzrayim. We break out of Mitzrayim and we become a nation. The purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says to Moshe, is Tavdon Es Elohim Al Har Hazeh. You're going to serve Hashem on this mountain. It's Kabbalah Satira. A nation bursts forth from Egypt that actually has mitzvahs, that actually has service of Hashem that Hashem wants, an active role of Torah and mitzvahs that God wants. Now watch this. Says the Bardichev, Parai says, Leishas li by gam lezeis. He doesn't listen also to Zeis. The Makos, besides patching Mitzrayim, you started up with my people, and back off, was also an expression that I want these people. It was an expression that I'm mad at you for touching them. And deeper yet, understand I want these people. What does that mean that Hashem wants the people? I have ambassadors on this world that have a task of service to me. Says the Bardich of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yid getting out of borders and let... Mitzrayim, the word Meitzar means borders, says the Bardichev. The Yid getting out of Mitzrayim means that a person is not just don't mess up the world. He actually has active mission to do and to bring out. I want Yidden, I want a people to serve me. I want a people to praise me. I actually have a band of Avadim that I want, and I want their service. We'll say it that way, Maish, no controversial more than that. I want their service. Says the Bardich of Maish, when Paroi doesn't pay attention to the Makas, Hashem is known as Zeh.
Zeh, we pointed to Hashem, and we said, Zeh Keli. Zeh is feminine. Zeis is when you... Zeh is Zachar's male. Zeis is feminine, female. What is Hashem, Bechina Zeis? Says the Bardich, Zeis is the female, is the Mekabel, is somebody who accepts, doesn't just give. Zeis is the Bechina of Hashem, that he's a Mekabel, that he wants our service, Martha. That's what Zeis is. Zeis is the craziest thing in the world. Whenever we thank Hashem, is wild. You want my thank you? Hashem's not joking with us. It's not like say your brach, but I don't care. He cares about our thank you. That is called Zeis. Hashem bechinas mekabel. Says the Barditzer, Leishas li by gam leZeis. Parai denied and refused to pay attention to Zeis. I don't believe God has needs. Stop with the Am Hashem, the people of Hashem, the people of mitzvahs, the servants of Hashem. I don't believe in Zeis. Leishas li by gam leZeis. He didn't pay attention also to Zeis. The Makai said two things. It said, don't start up with them. That's on a superficial level. I like those people. Don't start up with them. But deeper yet, it said there's a people who's meant to actively serve me. Zeis, I'm a Mekabel. I have want, so to speak. That's Zeis. And Pare doesn't pay attention to Zeis. Leishas li b'gam leZeis. He doesn't believe in Zeis. We're a people who believe in Zeis.
What do they do? What is that?
It's a good question. I wonder the same. I wonder if in some way it's bowing to powers, like, but that you have a place, like, keep the powers. I wonder if Avodah Zarah, keep them happy and keep them from, like, infringing. Zeis is Hashem wants me and wants my service.
What's Moshe's question?
Because they have some service. So what's Avodah Zarah? If I have no space and don't matter, what's Avodah Zarah? But in some ways it's to keep the powers from touching me. Avay, the bechina of Zeis is Hashem wants things from us, says the Barditchev. And Leishas li by gam leZeis is paray, when in locking up Yidden, in locking us up and limiting us, he doesn't want Zeis. He doesn't want a world that Hashem's a mekabel, so to speak, that there's a task and avayda to serve him. We believe in Zeis. It's a chiddush, Shleima. Me'ez Hashem is a Zeis. We're going to say in Hallel on Thursday, Zeis is from Hashem. He neflois beinenu, it's a pelotas. Zeis is like wild. The Barditchev writes that Rishayim don't believe in Zeis. What does the Rasha say at the Seder? Maha avayda ha-Zeis lachem. What's this Zeis business? We have what to give? Knock it off. So, and that's why he's a Russian. We have nothing to contribute. Ma'avoida Zeis Lachem. The tzaddik understands the bechin of Zeis that we have in Para is Leishas li by Gam leZeis. He doesn't want any bechin of Zeis. I dare say that maybe from the most important avoid of a parent, of a Rebbe, of anybody who's teaching Torah, is to bring for ourselves and others the awareness of the chashivas of our avoda. Our avoda is chashiv. I've said over a lot from my father, and I can't say this enough, from the biggest things I saw my father is each person who came to share was like very chashiv, you're learning Torah. That's all b'chena zois. You're like avoda is very chashiv. Each person is coming, there was like treated very seriously, the avoda. Call Yachid the Yachid. Rai Stern said over that my father in camp was asked some of the same annoying shilas like a zillion times. Like very annoying type of shilas. Repeated, and he took each one like seriously thousands of times the same shilas over and over and over. It was treated like very seriously. It wasn't like pushed away. Another Yid has an Aveda and has Tyra and wants to know. People at Shiurim were treated very seriously. It was like, it was a big Zach you came to learn. Anybody from the guy in the Shir asking the bigger kashas to the guy asking more like klutz kashas. But you're sitting in a Shir learning Tyra. That's all Bechina Zeis, that the Avoida, there's space for the Avoida of Kol Yachid V'Yachid. I want to share that when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to Klal Yisrael, so the Pasuk says, Vayitzavim el B'nai Yisrael. I want everybody to hear this. I spoke about this morning.
Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to take care of Klal. It doesn't say to do what. He commanded them on Bnei Yisrael. Doesn't say what to do with Bnei Yisrael. Says Rashi, a very like cryptic pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu at a tzivui. Hashem says to Moshe, I command you on Bnei Yisrael to do what with them? Vayitzaveim al Bnei Yisrael. He commanded them on Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? One of the most cryptic psukim, Yisrael Meir. Moshe and Aaron are commanded on Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe Rashi's bad. What does that mean? All the way at the beginning of the Makkos, Hashem speaks to Moshe Aaron. It's early in Moshe Aaron and Moshe's reign on Klal Yisrael, and it says Vayitzaveim el Bnei Yisrael. He's commanded to Klal Yisrael to do what with them? Says Rashi, and I wanna speak something out. Says Rashi, Tziv Aleim, he was commanded Lahanhigam Benachas to lead them calmly, the Lisbolaisam, and to be soivel them, to put up with them. What are you speaking? Like to be soivel is like a patience, to accept them, if you will. Now I have a kasha, Moshe. Why does it say Vayitzaveim el Bnei Yisrael? He commands them to Klal Yisrael, and it's like a vague thing to do what with them. Says Rashi, lead them calmly, and be patient with them. Hashem hint at a weird. This is the beginning of Moshe's Sarara, Moshe's rulership. It says like this vague term. Imagine you're hiring a new rebbe in yeshiva, and you command them to the chevra. To do what with the chevra? Oh, be patient. Lanhigam benachas, lead them calmly. Marty, I'm asking. At the beginning, Mardch of Moshe's rule. Moshe's vayitzaveim el bnei Yisrael. He commands them to the Jewish people to do what with them? Vague verse. Says Rashi, the verse is vague. It doesn't say what to do. I want you to hear this avi in pshat. Oymek ha-pshat. Hashem commands Moshe to Klal Yisrael. To do what with them? To lead them calmly and to be patient with them. Why didn't Hashem say that? He just spoke a weird thing. I command you to Klal Yisrael. To do what with them? A drash, lead them calmly and have savlanus, lispolay some, to put on them. What I want to express, Morty, and this is the main job of a Rebbe in Klal Yisrael, is to show that there's space. That Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech and a Rebbe. He's one of the first kings of our people. That the Gemara already says Moshe is melech. Vayitzavim el bnei Yisrael. He's commanded to Am Yisrael. He's commanded to acknowledge them, to see them, to accept them, to create a space for them. People will ask, what are you doing for them? And what are you doing? What are you doing for Morty? What are you doing? Nothing. There's just space for him. What do you mean? What are you doing? There's space for him. There's space. Zeis, the bechina of Zeis is we count and our avayda counts. Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzaveim al bnei Yisrael. What that means, you're commanded to Klal Yisrael, means as a leader there is space for them. There's a Klal Yisrael. That means to lead them gently, the lispolaisam, and to make sure each one has your patient, and you give him his space, his opportunity, his chances to mess up, to do the lispolaisam, that there's space for the people, to create that space for all the people. That's what it means to be mitzavim el bnei Yisrael. I want a tiny, even Moshe, it says, vel parei melech Mitzrayim, and Rashi says, what? He commands them to parei, to do what? Rashi says, to be naya covered, el parei melech Mitzrayim. Moshe, you're the leader, it's true, and you have a task, but your task is parei melech Mitzrayim, to make room, that parei is melech Mitzrayim. What that means is lach lay covered. El Bnei Yisrael means to make room for the people. There's room for the people. To see them, to give space to them, to acknowledge them, to allow them to be. That's why Yitzavim El Bnei Yisrael. This Bechina of Zeis is from our own children, to see that they have a space for themselves. That's one of the ikker things of chinuch. My Rebbe would tell us as he's growing up, Maish, his father would always ask him, Yechiel, what do you hold pshat is? Always. He would ask his father questions, and his father said, what do you hold pshat? It trained him that he mattered, that his opinion mattered, that his avoda mattered, his perspective mattered. That's one of the biggest things we could give our children. You have a space. You have a space. You matter. Make room for them. That's Bechina Zeis. Each person's avoda counts and matters. There's a space for each person. Hashem has a tremendous want. As an akeva means an acceptor. There's room for you. Hashem is called Mekoymei Shalolam, the space of the world. There's room for people. And each person's avoda and perspective and job is very, very significant. Paray, who's the leader of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is narrow, where there's no space. That's that type of leader. Leishas li by gam lezeis. He doesn't pay attention to any bechina of zeis. He doesn't want a bechina of zeis. That's the mitzias of Paray. We are people who get out, and we have kulei bechina of zeis. The whole Torah is zeis ha-Torah. And this the Bardichev speaks about. This is a big theme of the Bardichev. A Yid who saw Yidden and judged Yidden favorably. He saw every Yid as a light with what to give. You can't sum up. I'm not here to sum up the Lubavitch Rebbe, what he taught. His Torah is long and deep, Maish. I was listening to different Hasidim of his, like try to sum him up. And they all said smart things, and you can't, a gadol, you're not going to sum up in a few words, but I would say what he saw in Yidden is that every Yid has an Ur, and this is like Chassidus 101, every Yid, you have an Ur to give to the world, that Hashem wants from you. You have an Ur, JD, to give to the world, Yisrael Meir, me, we have Iris, we have something actively to bring to the world. That's all Bechina Zeis. Our task is finding Marta Ar that we have to give to the world. That's our task. That's what I wanted to share here. We'll end. We started with a lot of music, Martha. We're going to close the day with one song from Martha. Come up, Martha. Come up.
Martha! Coming up.
We're closing with one song. Where's the guitar, Hevra? Wow, it's good. One song from Art.
We have to schmooze. A lot of things we got to talk about, Rebbe.
Let's schmooze right after the song. Shlomo, do you know where the... Oh!
Does it have to go... Not like Rashi, that's over this. It's not going to be that either. Attention to this is always awesome.
What song are we doing?
Here we sing. Here we sing. That's not necessarily good.
Go, Max.
I don't know. Does it say that?
Both things are Zoys. He doesn't speak all the hedges against Rashi.
So I love it. Could be that, no?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of either
Russian.
You know what I'm saying? That was Rashi.
Yeah, I like this. He doesn't have to argue.
Yeah. Sure, like what I'm saying? I can't help.
I really, awesome. Really, baby?
So, I'll tell you. Okay, good. Just making sure.
We'll have a song.
Anything that means something to you. Zeis. Bechina Zeis, we want to hear you. You compose, no?
I do compose.
Give us something from here. That we deserve.
On the spot.
What? Not on the spot, something you've done.
Two songs I've done it recently. Shlomo was in my room. And he... It was 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, he started doing, playing some chords and a nice guitar thing. And he was doing it over and over again. And I sat with him, you know, and I composed some bits of a song.
Let's hear.
He has to come play the guitar, he knows it, but I don't have... What? I don't know.
Should he play it and you sing it?
I don't have much of the lyrics. I have a little bit of what it's supposed
to be. So Shlomo, you play and we'll do a little bit of lyrics.
I need you, Shlomo.
He wants you to play, Shlomo. So you'll sing it, Martha.
You want me to play?
Or
you want me to play? I feel like you can play.
He wants you to play.
I have a...
Shlomo, you'll play, you'll sing. He wants to sing.
A little bit I wrote down.
I think it was a big theology that was that the world was just a game. So we just think that
like we're stuck in between.
Same way, we're species.
It's true. It was a lot of parents. Ellie, listen to Marzipa for a minute. Yank, have you heard Marzipa play?
Of course I've heard
it. He'll play and you'll sing Marzipa. Should I hold that for you? If I could share, Shemi Musar ended. We had beautiful music, a little bit of Dvar Torah. I want to share a halacha. Somebody asked me something this Shabbos, Avi. I want to share quick halacha. I want it very important to me that guys know this. So I want you, Avi, Shemi, I want you to remember this. You still remember this with Hilcha Shabbos. There's a halacha that you're not allowed to ask a guy on Shabbos to do a malacha. You're not allowed to ask. Amira la'akum. Not only can't you do malachais on Shabbos, the lametes malachais, but we can't ask a guy to do malachas one din. A totally separate, that's one the Rabbanan. Not only, the Rabbanan said, not only can't you do the lametes malachas, you can't ask a guy to do a lametes malachas. A separate iser the Rabbanan is a guy can't do a malacha for you. I want everybody to hear this. Guys get so confused. If your room is pitch black in the dorm, Alan's your friend, you don't ask him a thing, but Alan says, I got your back, Sroll. So he goes to your room, it's pitch black, and he opens your lamp to help you read. Are you allowed to use that lamp? You didn't ask him a thing. He just knows you, he feels you. And he opens the lamp. The answer is, it is absolutely usser. It's forbidden. It's based on a pasuk. It's an asmachta. There's a separate isser. Nothing to do with Amira Akim. Nothing to do with telling a guy to do malacha. There's two separate dinim. There's a din to Rabbanan. You can't tell a guy to do a malacha. A totally different to Rabbanan. That you can't be nene from a malacha done for you, even though you didn't ask him. Pashtus, we assume it's an asmachta, it's not a daraisa. Pashtus, some say it's even daraisa, we assume not. There's an iser, a guy said, people have cleaning ladies, it's disastrous. People have cleaning ladies who do malacha daraisa for them.
Oh, no.
They say, I didn't ask her. That has nothing to do with asking her. She cannot open the light for your family on Shabbos. You can't read from the light if she does it. If she does it for herself, there's absolutely no issur to use the light. She didn't do it for you. She cannot do malacha for a yid. Now, everybody here, so what's a Shabbos guy? When is a Shabbos guy relevant? You cannot, absolutely not have a guy do. If you don't have air conditioning on in your room, a guy cannot come, your cleaning lady, you didn't ask her, it's like, great, she just knows. She's like, ha, I got you. She flicks it on, you're not allowed.
What?
Against the rules.
What if it's very hot?
So,
if it's sickly hot,
where it's dangerous, there are heter. But I wanna get like this. This is the sugya, Avi, with hinting. I wanna get like this. If there's an alarm ringing in your house, that's annoying. So if you hint to, you can't tell a guy to turn it off, that's an asid rabbanan. If you hint, so I didn't tell them to do anything, I just said, I say, Alan, there's such loud noise in my room. So you hinted, I can't tell them to turn it off. I didn't tell them to turn it off, I said it's loud. So I didn't do Amir al-Akam, I didn't tell him to turn it off. He turned it off, and I didn't tell him, the Isra being nene from the Malacha done for you, you're not having anah, it's the lack of something. He turned off a noise. Mm. So there, it's no problem. Lamashal, if the light was left on, and you tell your cleaning, you can't tell her to turn it off, that's Amir al-Akam. If you tell her, oh, the room is light, she says, I got your back, I'll shut it off. That's fine. Because you didn't tell her to do a malacha, you only hinted. And then you're not being nene from the malacha because it's the lack of something. That's not called a direct hana. So you could do that. So
if,
explain. You can't tell her to do anything. To turn off the light. You could hint to turn off the light. Well, you can't tell her to do it because you don't have a mirror. It's not called benefiting from Maisa Malacha because it's the lack of something. Benefiting would mean you take the Malacha and...
Yes, it does.
Correct. If there's an air conditioner on, it's very, very cold. You could tell them that it's an air conditioner on. You can't tell her to turn it off. Zero. You could say, whoa, my gosh, is it cold in here? Your cleaning lady gets you and turns off the air conditioner. So there's a hint. There's no telling to do a malacha. And the lack of something, you hear what you could do? It's very important because there's so much hefkeiros. Huh?
Could they lower a fire if like chon's too hot?
So you're saying if you hint to a guy, right, Ross? Could you hint to the guy... The fire's too high. They lower the fire. You can't tell them to for sure or not. You hint. The guy sees. Forget even saying. Let's say the guy sees and lowers the fire for you. So now your chalon doesn't burn. Is that called being nene from Maisa Akum? We are now with just didn't burn. What do you say, Rav Ezi? That you're allowed to.
What's the case?
He wants to know if the fire's too high. Your crock pot you left on high. My crock pot, if you leave it on high, it burns.
What's going to happen?
If the chalon's going to burn.
You won't eat it?
Yeah.
Okay, so, what do you want?
So I want to say to the guy, oh no, the food's going to burn. And that hint, they get it. Could they then turn it to low from high?
What does Rai Ross say?
Rai Ross, what do you say?
What?
What would be the issue?
What's the difference? I don't get it. Okay, number one, no direct hana. Number two, they didn't even do malacha.
Lowering the flame.
Lowering the flame, that's...
What malacha did they do? Don't do it. And don't even tell them to do it. Number one, no direct hana. Number two, no malacha.
The Bezi's matter. There you have a coolest, really.
Join Hilchos Shabbos. Brand new chat, baby.
He turns it off and then back on. Like, is that...
You didn't ask him and a guy randomly turned it off? That's a great question. Alan comes to your room on Shabbos, turns it off and turns it back on. Could you be nene? He turned it off for you? Let's say the guy turned it off for you. The light? Let's first do that. So he can't turn it on for you, and if he turned it on for you, can't. You want to know if the turning off didn't help you at all. A guy comes in and turns it off. Ah, just kidding, and turns it back on. Could you be Nana? You had it on. He came along and like, is that called your Nana that he gave you? He didn't give you, you had light before him. He came along, turned it off.
Like how? It's the Jew turns the light off. They turn the light off and on. You
have to leave the room. That's what he's asking. If I had the light on, and a guy, let's do a guy. I don't want to make any mechalei shams. If you have a light on, and a guy comes to your room, turns your cleaning lady like teases you. He says, okay, and turns it back on. Are you allowed to be Nana? So you can't, like, take away my... My gut is you're allowed to, but I have to... It's a good Shiloh. I hear the show. Why? My gut is similar. I was thinking of another Shana Shaloi. You can't forbid something that's not yours. Like... I know, but she can't say she gave the guy gave you light. You had light before. Right, Russ, what do you say to that? But you had it on. What do you mean? It has to be real. If a guy turns, but it can't be for you. You can't tell her. Don't, you can't tell. She did what? For you or for... Oh, that's a good Shiloh. If a guy turns on a light for herself, you clean it, and you say, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Yeah, you can tell her, don't do malach on Shabbos. I think it's mutter stam. She didn't do malacha for you. She can't turn it on. That's for sure.
I always thought maybe it's not allowed, but like about Pesach programs, like they touch the elevator for you. Maybe you're allowed to use the elevator, but like they can't do that.
It's not direct hanah. They're allowed there. You hint. And you're not being nene directly, allowed in somewhere is called indirect. Direct is turn on a light and you use the light. To get me in, if I can't get in my room and the room's locked, I can hint and a guy opens it. I'm only asked, it's not called, the thing they did is just allow to get somewhere. That's called indirect hana. Direct hana is opening a light and I use the light. Direct hana is they open the light and I read from a light. If I need to get to the room, there's no malacha in the room. So what they did is not, I'm not having hana from a malacha. I'm in the room. It's like, that's called indirect. That the pais can bring. If you're, if, like
I
to...
No problem asking indirectly.
Hint. Hint. If you can't, there's only an electric way to get into a room. Like there's only a key that's forbidden. You can tell a guy I'm stuck out.
We just made a video on this. I'm your Ackerman exactly.
Really?
We made exactly.
Did you?
Yeah, indirect.
Kosher vids.
So we just put one out.
Let's show the video.
I have it.
So one day Muslim going to show. What time is call night? What time is call night?
Right after
I want to say, Chevra, about calling night, just without, and it's so easy to always be cynical. I want to say just the truth. Rai Kavner of Elephant owned this yeshiva. That's a fact. Anybody who denies it's a liar. Just a liar. They own the yeshiva. That's a fact. That's a halachic fact, a mammonistic fact, and a truth. And the fact is that they work very, very hard. Rav Elephant works yoima v'layla to keep this place running and functional and successful. He works, he gives his life. The hours that man works, the amount of hours the whole year, works very hard. And they ask us to help raise some money for a yeshiva that's theirs, that they fund and run and allow us to be successful. To me, it's like the coolest thing to get involved, to help. I don't see room for cynicism. People say, but it's a larger organization. I mean, we're owned by a larger organization. The money we raise, they give us more than the money we raise. They give us a lot. They take care. Yeah, it's a large organization that does a lot of stuff. Amongst them, they have a kollel, they have other things. But one of the things they have is a high school that they spend a lot on. More than money you collect, they give us. They give us a lot. We get a lot from it.
So I just asked the chevra, anybody who could help tonight and help raise money is a big thing. It's just a simple gratitude. I don't really see room for much cynicism. So I ask anybody who could help tonight, Rabbi Kiva yearly. It means a lot to Rav Elephant, a lot. He came here today. He's somebody who busted just the chizuk to him, let alone the yeshiva could use money. There's nothing to be very cynical about. And so anybody who could help out, it's Rabbi Kiva brings it. In the past, we've raised a lot of money for the yeshiva. I think that's cool and good and excellent. So let's get to it. Thank you for playing, Mark. The guys. Let's sit down. Let's sit down, Mark.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Myron McClamis on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.